In Israel, full of liberal Jews, just like in America. The liberal Jews are pro-Arabs, pro-Hamas. They always look at the Palestinian like we took away their land, which is not true. And they pro-gays, and they anti-religion, and they hate God, they hate rabbis, they hate religious people. We know that's the way the liberal Jews are in Israel, and also in America. It always got together. They lefty, they pro-gays, they pro-Arabs, they against Israel all the time. They actually condemn boycott against Israel, Jews all over the world. Those are the Erev Rav that the Torah told us that before Mashiach come, all the Egyptian that Moshe Rabbeinu converted on his own opinion without consulting with God, them and their children will give us hell before Mashiach will arrive until they'll get destroyed. But in the meantime, they control the court in Israel, they control the Supreme Court, they control the newspapers, they control all the television channels, and they used to control the government until a few months ago. Few months ago, Benjamin Netanyahu made himself a small government, 61 members. It's never been like that for 50 years. 61 members mean one of them is overseas or in a hospital. They made a vote, you don't have a majority, the government collapsed. Every day they stay in power, it's a miracle. But so far they've been going on. As soon as the right leaders got into power, all the government is right now. All of them, religious people, non-religious, they're all right. They're starting to change the lefty laws. They make a lot of good laws. They're changing the laws of Lashon Hara. They're giving more freedom to religion. They give more money to the yeshivot. They're becoming more strict with the terrorists. What happened to the lefties? They're not in power anymore. So what happened? They have only one way to do it. They create provocative incidents. Could be that they made this whole incident. And as soon as it happens, they begin to demonstrate, to put pressure everywhere in the media, non-stop brainwash, that even the right leaders got so nervous, they right away wanted to show that the Democrats, that Israel is not becoming a dictatorship. They ran after Meir Kahana's grandson and all the right-wing Jews to show the world we're fighting for the Arabs. We are nothing worse than the lefties. You see, we're also liberal. Why? Because they're afraid of the pressure from the world. That's how they do it. They used to be in the power, so they used to do whatever they want. Now they're not in power, they go crazy. So they create provocative incidents and non-stop brainwash in the media. But don't worry, all this nonsense will end in a second when the salvation begins. Those people that would come to fight against the Messiah in the day he will appear, the Zohar say, the Kabbalah, and he will say words from the Torah, and I don't want to tell you what would happen to them. Read in the prophets, read in the Torah, what would happen to all these traitors, Jews, that did everything they can to destroy the Jewish nation. The Torah already told us, "Me'arsaich u'machrivaich memech yetzu." Your destroyers will always come from among you. You think the Arabs are your enemies? You think the Nazis are your enemies? You think Russia is your enemies? Think again. If you did not destroy yourself, no one would be able to hurt you. All the problems Jews have in the world is because of other Jews. That's the sad truth. You understand? Right away they call Obama to tell him they build in Jerusalem. Who do you think told him that? How did he know that in Betar they build a yeshiva? One Jew called, "Hey, Barak, I have news for you. The Israel is building a yeshiva. This territory is a questionable one." Right away he got on Google Earth. He sends a helicopter with a camera, mamash like that, there to take them. Right away he called the government, "Hey, why are you building the yeshiva? Stop it right away, it's against the law." Right away they told my friend, he was the rabbi over there, "No more building." The American found out. To build in a holy land, you can't. Why? Because the liberal Jews call, "Hey, Barak, they're building in Jerusalem. They want to build another building. There's nowhere to live. Hey, Barak, don't forget I'm your buddy, right? Remember when I be the prime minister? Remember that I was liberal and I was pro-America and pro-Arabs and pro-gay and pro-Iran. Whatever you want, just put it in my file." The corruption in politics. That's the corruption in politics. Yes?
Do